Hello. Thanks for listening to another one of Cedar Mill Community Library's great interviews with local immigrants. Our participants met with Sunset High School students earlier in 2010 to share their experiences. In this recording, Rita Aparicio talks about the differences between Puerto Rico and Portland and how much she misses being a midwife. Enjoy.
I'm Lauren.
I'm Liz.
Liz.
Liz, yeah.
I'm Rita.
Where did you or your family come from?
I am from Puerto Rico.
So what year did you come to Oregon?
I came here because my husband's job, he had a promotion in his job. Portland sounds very interesting.
Yeah.
So we moved here. Yeah, I have been here since September.
What, like a month? Did you just learn English too when you moved here?
Yes, I'm learning because in Puerto Rico you always, you know, study English, but you don't practice as much, so you always forget.
What were the biggest challenges you faced when you came?
Language.
Weather.
You know, I come from a very sunny island. We don't have, like, you know, the season change.
Oh, yeah.
It's always like summer. And the roads turning to
driving
is so different because the way the streets are like a quadrant.
I like it too. Yeah.
It's almost challenge.
Yeah.
So what differences were the most obvious to you when you arrived?
Weather, because September was really cold and rainy.
And then being, you know, apart from my family and my job and all that.
But, you know, I started learning about Portland, and Portland is really weird.
Yeah.
I didn't say it's Portland weird.
Yeah.
When I saw that, I said, well, let me start what's the weird in Portland?
Yeah.
And that was very interesting. And even the history of Portland is very interesting.
Did you get a new job when you moved here?
No, I don't have a job. I am a midwife. So, you know, I'm getting together with midwife from Portland and Washington too. And then learning about the politics here in the country, because the law is one of the oldest law for midwife in Oregon. So I'm learning and getting to know all the midwife.
Yeah. Did you ever face any prejudice when you moved to Oregon?
Not really. Yeah. Not in Oregon.
Yeah.
I used to live, well, I studied in Paso, Texas. There, we have a lot of prejudice.
Oh, yeah.
With Mexican, but, you know, I left Mexican, so they used to ask me for the green card.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, all those little things.
Yeah.
And in Puerto Rico, when we married, we didn't change last name. So I was Rita Aparicio, and my husband was Jeff Walker. And they always were asking us if we were married.
It was strange
for them that I keep my last name.
I didn't know that.
I think it's fair.
Yeah, definitely.
It's fair. Yeah. And then, you know, there's a lot of problems when people get divorced.
Yeah. They have to switch back.
So what do you like most about who
I
get?
I like the diversity. That's very, very interesting. I like the green, the healthy consciousness about, you know, being green and healthy and eat organic food. Yeah. All the farms. I love the farms.
Yeah.
The markets and the way they treat even the homeless people, they treat them with respect. And
what do you miss the most from Puerto Rico?
The weather, my family, my house, because we live in a farm. And here we live right in the city.
Yeah.
And this is good too, because we can walk everywhere. In Puerto Rico, you have to drive everywhere.
Yeah.
But I miss that. but especially my family and my job. I used to work in a hospital, and I really like that job.
So have you noticed significant differences in, like, the American educational system, as opposed to one back in Puerto Rico?
No, because as being a territory of the United States, the laws of about education and the money and everything comes from USA. So it has a lot of similarities in the education and everything. But do you know what I like in here? The schools are very well, very well established, all those boundaries, and they really change all that. I think it's so perfect now.
Yeah.
So what to change something that is good.
Yeah. You know,
but I like that, and I like the public libraries.
That's
good. We don't have that in Puerto Rico. Well, we have that, but it's, very little. Not in every town.
Yeah.
But in here, I have been reading like crazy because it's free.
Yeah.
I have to buy the books.
Yeah.
I like that very much. And people want to study. There's so much, college.
Yeah.
And
have you gone back to visit?
I'm going now.
Oh, yeah.
I went in Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
So I have to go to my college.
Yeah.
And then I'm going out.
Yeah. Are traditions different in Puerto Rico than like Christmas?
Oh, very.
Yeah.
We have the trickings, the trickings. Mm-hmm. After Christmas, we have the trickings, the Tres Reyes Magos.
Yeah. I don't know about it.
No.
Trickings?
No. History is very common also in Mexico. If the 6th of January is when the three kings comes and give the gifts to the baby Jesus.
Oh.
That's a big celebration. Oh. It's more than the 25th.
Oh, yeah.
It's more than Santa Claus. Santa Claus is like, it's new.
Yeah.
But we celebrate both.
Oh.
And I like that tradition.
Yeah.
The three kings. Yeah. Festivities are more sacred. It's not like Santa Claus. It's more sacred. It's like more religious.
Oh, yeah. Do you have any Chris stories of Puerto Rico?
Chris stories?
Yeah. Yeah.
I was born in a very old town. It's called San Juan. I don't know if you know something about Puerto Rico, but
I know a little. My Spanish teacher is from Puerto Rico.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay.
In here?
Senora Perez.
Oh, okay. So it was that old town. It was like old buildings, an old town. I was a midwife. See, I was so little girl. Every time a dog. Female dog was pregnant, they would call me to help with babies and the cats.
Yeah.
And then I would take care of them. The cats were warm. It's true, I go to El Salvador and people remember. And you're in senior?
Yeah.
I have a daughter. I have two daughters. One is 20 years old, and she's in Haverford in Pennsylvania. It's cool. And then I have a 14 years old, and she's here. She's in Hosford middle school. She's going to high school.
So how's your daughter adjusted to coming to America from Puerto Rico? Your younger one?
Oh, she loved it.
She loves it.
Yeah, she was the first, she had friends right away, and she's very happy.
That's good.
Yeah, that age is easier than my age.